Hello, everyone, and thanks for watching Toyota's Patriots today. I'm Miranda Mason, and this is Bob Soucy, and we're on the field in Gillette Stadium after a 26-10 Patriots win over the Los Angeles Rams. And, Bob, it started with the LeGarrette Blount 43-yard touchdown run. Chris Hogan got in the end zone shortly after in the second quarter, and then it was all Steven Gostkowski, everyone involved in the offense today.
A good start for the Patriots on both ends, offensive and defensive play, and you throw in special teams as well, Miranda. Obviously, the Patriots scored on that first drive, as you noted, converting a fourth and inches. Blount started to run to the right, could have gone back inside, as Bill Belichick noted in his postgame press conference, to pick up the first down, decided to bounce it outside, and he ran down the right sideline en route to a big day, at least a big start for him as he closes in on the 1,000-yard mark. Chris Hogan caught the pass on a back shoulder throw from Tom Brady. And again, in between, the defense stepped forward, I thought, again today, making progress like last week. Granted, against a rookie quarterback and an offense that has struggled week in, week out for the Rams. Nonetheless, they applied pressure. We saw more blitzing from the secondary. Logan Ryan got to the quarterback with a sack for the Patriots.
Bob, you beat me to the defense, but they had four sacks and two turnovers today, all things that were criticisms of the Patriots defense going into the last couple of games, and they've steadily improved on. Do you see them continuing that upward trend?
Well, they're going to go up against some quarterbacks now in the weeks ahead who will test them more than Jared Goff. They have found out a lot more about Kyle Van Noy the last couple of weeks than they knew when they first acquired him from the Detroit Lions. So I think, again, a step forward. Also very encouraging right from the outset, the play of Rob Ninkovich, had a couple of early quarterback pressures, later eventually got to Goff with a sack. That's very encouraging for this team.
Now, Bob, Bill Belichick said in his postgame press conference that he was somewhat disappointed in the Patriots' offense to finish drives, especially in the red zone, but that did give Steven Gostkowski a chance to convert four field goals. How important is that for his confidence?
I think it's very important, although Tom Brady said when asked about it in the postgame press conference that he always has a lot of faith in Steve. He's been a great player. He's had a great career for the Patriots, in the words of Brady. But you're right. Although the offense finished with four field goal attempts rather than touchdowns, which would have been their preference. And again, not an easy day to kick. The winds seem to be a little bit confusing at times for the return men. Gostkowski is the kicker, though, was rock solid today.
All right, well, on a day where the Patriots were celebrating the 2001 Super Bowl victory, in perfect fashion, the Patriots defeat the Rams 26-10. Bob and I will be right back here next Monday night when the Patriots take on the Ravens. See you then.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.